I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was Lewis Riddick. Pittman, former NFL scout, has wanted to be a GM now for a while, interviewed for the Steelers GM job before it went to Omar. And this became a story that entered the first take zeitgeist today. The Cam Hayward situation.
Mm-hmm.
And Lewis Riddick gave an opinion on Cam Hayward the way that I have noticed most non-Steelers fans who disagree with him want to talk about this. Like, the gloves are off for Steelers fans, for a lot of them.
Yes.
Like, they're not pulling punches. They're ripping Hayward. They're calling him names. They're, like, trying to find the things about Hayward now that are, like, the cruelest things to say, like, something about him being
become
like
a personal
decrepit old man, and like finding, look at all of his crappy ass stats and playoff games and things like that. Like, they're really digging deep to discredit him.
It's become very personal.
Yep. But I think somebody like Riddick, and he said it there, I played with Ironhead and I know Cam, and Hayward is a very, very, very likable guy. And so on ESPN today, Lewis Riddick to me sounded like a guy who disagreed with what Hayward is doing, but he didn't want to disagree with Hayward in the way that we hear people on those shows in particular disagree with athletes, which is to say, like, they go in guns a-blazing, double barrel action, you know, I'm going to rip this guy to shreds. Riddick didn't want to do that. He wanted to find, like, the way Paul Skeens criticized the Pirates, let me find the most diplomatic way to do it. That's what Riddick sounded like.
Well, I think that's because Lewis still does want to be a front office man, and I think you would do equal damage to your chances there by being ultra pro player if you want to be somebody's GM and fawning over and saying, pay every guy, because then they could say, hey, you used to say that when you were talking head.
He did start by saying he's usually on the player's side in these things.
Well, I understand that, but I also think, like,
He is a former player, too, Chris.
He's a former player, which is a little bit different. He's a nuanced guy. I think also, though, if you go guns a-blazing instead of being pro-player, then you're seen as, like, an adversarial guy who might be hard to work with, and it's going to be tough for us to negotiate deals if this guy who comes in very hostile-sounding is on TV saying all this stuff. So I think I don't know Lewis personally. We've had him on the show a couple times. Like, I get the sense he is a guy who is very careful and calculated about how he curates what he says, because he's still holding out hope that he will eventually get one of these front office gigs.
The moral of the story, though, to me is even people that are inclined, very much inclined, to want to take up the fight for Hayward don't really have the energy to do it. Because I could, given what Riddick said about the connection to his dad in Pittsburgh and everything else,
mm-hmm.
Don't you think if he really thought this was like a 50-50 topic that you could go either way on, he would have just gone for Hayward?
Tie goes to the runner kind of thing.
Yeah.
No doubt. I mean, I've pointed that out to you from beginning of the show yesterday, just what I noticed, and I know you saw the same stuff, but it jumped out to me. Like a former agent, like a guy like Joe Corey, who does this on CBS Sports, talks about the business of sports for a living now, is saying Cam wants it both ways. Like, I think you're seeing people who just aren't that sympathetic, who normally would be. And I also think it's people ripping the agents here. Because I think people who are in that agent business or in those spheres are like, what is his agent doing? He signed a horrible deal. You've got the player talking about, they giggled when I said I was coming back after an all-pro. Basically there was a gentleman's agreement that they should be honoring here. That's not how the world works.
So the thing I heard about that whole situation, because a lot has been made of, why would he sign this deal? Why would he not just sign a prove-it deal and then go into, you know, really say, I'll show you guys have an all-pro season, then you're really screwed because I'm going to...
Either pay me or I'm gone.
Yep. The thing I heard about this, and this is an optics thing, and people that like really know like the business of football bring this up a lot, where contracts look like it's not even just in the fine print. The details of the contract, once you read them, make them look much worse. But agents and players just really care about like
winning
the numbers. Yeah, winning, that kind of thing. If Hayward takes a prove-it deal, it's just a straight pay cut, man. He goes from $22 million or whatever it was down to $13 million, and that's what it gets reported as. Cam Hayward took a pay cut.
The Steelers brings him points with fans because they say, what a team first guy, but that doesn't put money in his pocket. It takes money out.
No, but also like just the...
The optics of it are you took a pay cut.
I still think I'm really good. I still think I'm going and I've got to accept less money. Especially someone who's like tied in with the union like Cam is. So I think the work around that or the way around that was like, oh, he actually got a 3-year deal. Man, a player that old got 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
What a great job by his agent.
Even though a cursory look at it would have said it's essentially a 1-year deal.
Yeah. Those extra years aren't guaranteed at all.
Which is why he wants more now. If they were guaranteed, he'd be playing for them.
So we'll see what happens here. I don't think we're going to get a resolution anytime soon. Hayward will likely watch this joint practice tomorrow between the Bucks and Steelers, and then
I'm wondering what like any permutations are, Pony, of how the story could branch out at all from here. Like both sides, it seems like intentions are known.
I think Saturday night's interesting. I mean, this happened late enough in training camp where we've not asked reporters, but I am interested in how the. Because these guys got to walk past legions of fans on their way to the field and leaving the field.
Yep.
Did anybody give, like, did Hayward get booed? Did he get crap? Is he going to get crap Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's down on the sidelines. He's there. There's not 70,000 fans at these games. So if you're close enough, if you wanted to yell something and say something and give Hayward a piece of his mind, you absolutely could.
Yeah. You're not a real Steeler.
Right.
Rocky Blyer would have never.
That whole business.
That old deal.
We did have something. I brought up Craig Riley earlier and how we discovered that Craig lives in a neighborhood with people that make a lot of money.
Lives in the high rent district.
Yeah. Well, everything on this radio station that is not recorded, like Craig can't monitor or govern like every word that we say because we're doing this live.
Yes.
But the things that get recorded and played, would you agree with me that they have to like get run up his flagpole?
Yeah, vetted. Vetted is a good way to do it. Craig writes many of the promo things that you hear.
Yes, so we have a countdown now that training camp is over.
Yeah.
We have a countdown to the first Steelers game. We're 25 days away from the Steelers taking on the Jets in week one.
Mm-hmm.
So these countdowns are sponsored, which is really a cool idea. And the point of the sponsorship is, hey, 25 days away, we're going to name in the sponsorship some famous players who wore number 25 today.
Almost said something interesting. Yep, there.
I know. I think the promo said, here's some Steelers fan favorites.
Who wore number 25 for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes, and
so they could have easily picked, just Pony, for argument's sake, Ryan Clark.
Right.
So violent hitter.
So here is the one that aired today.
Your favorite number 25s. Ryan Clark, Artie Burns, Ron Shanklin.
Okay, I have a theory on how he did
this. Artie Burns.
I have a theory. I have a very, very decisive working theory here. Are you ready for it? There is a little, for anybody that's not a sicko like me that goes onto Pro Football Reference daily, the sports reference sites, there is a thing called frivolities at the bottom, like odds and ends kind of things for basically like media guide stuff. You can type it in, go to that link,
okay,
and there's a bunch of subcategories. So like you want to find guys who played for the Steelers and one other specific team. They'll give you a whole list. Just plug it in. You can type in all the players who have worn the number 25
okay,
for the Steelers.
Okay, so I don't doubt that Craig is savvy enough to do that.
He did all that, and here's what he told.
But
here's what he
why
wrote.
Why would he put Burns in there?
Can I just humor me? He looked at the approximate value. You know what that number is. It's like a war number for football. He sorted it highest to lowest. Here are the three highest Steelers who have worn the number 25 ever. Ryan Clark, Ron Shanklin, and Artie Burns.
But he's Craig, who lives here and knows how fans feel about Burns.
He could have, for example,
he is an all-time bust.
He could have said Deshaun Elliott, who is wearing 25.
Right!
He could have even said a guy like, I don't know, I'm going to look for somebody
but he
here.
Would. Steve Wilson is the name of the man that does all of our big voice
yes.
work here.
He
you send
not,
an email back yeah. that says, Steve, we can't have Artie Burns in there because he's not a Steelers fan
I
favorite.
I think Craig wrote it in.
But if he just said, here are some guys who wore 25, okay, he could get away with that.
I think
he
wrote
said
it in.
Player favorites.
I think he wrote it in.
I don't want to believe that he's that dense.
I think Craig wrote it in by searching approximate value, taking the three highest numbers, and saying, that's what we're
but
going
But Craig
with.
Knows that nobody here likes Artie Burns. So I don't see how
I
that
don't
would...
think Steve Wilson, who is doing a lot of production work, got this idea on his own, found this tab
so
in
Craig thought
reference.
It would sound good if we said Artie Burns is a Steelers fan favorite?
I am laying this at Craig's feet.
Somebody on the text line just said that yesterday for number 26, they swear that they said Rocky Blyer.
He didn't wear 26.
No.
For 26, what did they do? Rod Woodson, Le'Veon Bell, Deshae Townsend.
Those are the three guys that pop into my head immediately.
Well, okay. Like, so tomorrow will be 24. Let's play this game. Tomorrow, 24 days
Ike,
left.
Ike
Taylor, Ike. JT Thomas.
Joey Porter Jr.,
there, done.
Chris, well, you could even do like Chris Oldham.
Who?
That's one for the Pittsburgh heads.
Well, I know.
He was a defensive back in the mid-90s.
No, but just...
No, yeah, you could do that. You could Jim Bradshaw.
I mean, are we going to get
60s.
Kenny Pickett at 8? Are we going to get Devin Bush in there? I mean, how many other guys who are maligned? At 14, are we going to get George Pickens?
23, Mike Wagner,
I mean,
Joe Hayden.
How many guys...
Would Mike Mitchell qualify as a fan favorite or no?
No, of course not.
Tyrone Carter? Keenan
Ty
Lewis.
Carter in there.
Big Ty Carter. Did you guys see, by
yes,
the way...
the Mike Tomlin thing with Tyrone Carter today?
Kazora dug up... I don't know how... Third mention of him. Tomlin was asked by Kevin Clark what's one play he regrets, and it was when he was at Arkansas State running special teams. Tyrone Carter took a kickoff back 86 yards for a touchdown for Minnesota. Minnesota won 17-14. Kazora found the tape of the play.
I actually think that's, and I'm not kidding about this, I actually think that's one of the most arrogant answers I've ever heard from Tomlin in my entire life. Like, you know what the question is about. You can't say, like, when I punted against the Browns in the wild card game, and, like, we had all the momentum in that game, and I didn't think we could get a yard, and we punted, and then Nick Chubb shoved it right up our ass.
You think he tried to give the cutesiest, like, football guy answer
yeah.
he could?
Like, how about...
I love how mad you've already gotten about this.
Oh, the one you regret the most is really when you were at Arkansas State. Bro, you've lost 8 straight playoff games in a row. You don't have a moment from... How about when you pitched out to Le'Veon Bell on 4th and inches in the Jags playoff game? That one doesn't stick in your craw? I mean, what are we talking about
here? You know
what
I would actually...
Arkansas State, give me a break.
I think if it was... The question was more like, what's a play from your early coaching career you remember that like shaped you or molded you, and you say that, and then you tell a story behind it. It's cool. By the way, when we get to 8 days away, boys, I got news for you. We got big problems.
He's not going to put Pickett in there. He cannot do it.
I'm going to read to you.
Say Tommy Maddox three times. That's what I would
Maddox,
do.
Rogers, Pickett.
I am going to read.
Corliss Waitman.
I'm going to read for you.
Say Corliss Waitman over Pickett.
Tommy Maddox, Kenny Pickett, Corliss Waitman, Melvin Ingram, Josh Scobie. If you can name the one other player this century who has worn the number 8 for the Steelers, I will give either one of you.
You just say Rogers, Maddox, and Waitman, and you're
in a
done.
Game already that has played for the Steelers. One other man.
I don't
in
think
this
you
century.
Need to have that like clarification in this. Is it, read though?
Is it like one of the like random safeties they signed a few years ago?
Oh, if you get this, I'll give you $5 right now if you can come up with the
come
name.
Come on, Don. You can
Carl
do it.
Joseph.
Yeah, baby. That was some sicko behavior.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Right there. All right, it's a final now. If you're flipping over to us from AM, where the Pirates were bludgeoned by the Brewers, they got down and then they came back to cut it to 6-5, and then they ultimately lost 12-5. So back-to-back games of giving up double-digit runs. The Brewers are baseball's hottest team. They've won 12 in a row. The Pirates lost aggregate score, which means you add up the score from all three games, 33-6 in Milwaukee. They're back to 20 games under 500. Even Paul Skeens got roughed up last night, only lasted four innings and gave up four runs.
They've touched him up twice, I think, the Brewers
in Milwaukee,
have.
Yep.
Yeah. He also had the crazy 11 strikeout no-hitter.
That was last year.
Up there, but they've touched him up otherwise.
They are a model franchise, as Jeff Passan tweeted.
They're the new Cardinals.
One of the lowest payrolls in baseball, and they have the best record by far. Well, the Pirates are looking at back-to-back seasons in last place.
How many win streaks of at least 10 have they had? Two or three this year?
Two of at least 11.
God, that is horrifying.
And the Pirates had a starting outfield today of Ronnie Simon, not Randall Simon, the guy who bashed a bratwurst in Milwaukee.
And not Ronnie Cedeno.
Ronnie Simon in right. Jack Sawinski in center batting 118. And Tommy Pham played left.
What do you think the combined OPS of Ronnie Simon and Jack Sawinski was coming into this game? I can't say Pham because Pham actually has been on largely
probably in the 500s.
I'm jealous of Brewers fans. I'll just get that out of the way. I tweeted that. And you know what? Watching them be so good just makes me almost, I can't shut my brain off and actually make my mind believe this or do this. I want to cheer for a team like that. It's probably a lot of fun.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find 93.7 The Fan. MLB analyst Matt Clement back with us. Longtime big league pitcher, Butler's own. Matt, how do the Brewers do this year in and year out? 76-44. Unless they really tank, they are going to make the playoffs for the seventh time in 8 years.
You know, I have a good friend that every night it seems like he texts me and says, "How do the Brewers do it?" And it's kind of what everybody's thinking right now, right? It's amazing. It doesn't matter if they're playing the Cubs. It doesn't matter who they're playing against. They keep doing it. And credit serve or credit's due. I mean, it's amazing what they're doing. And I guess if you want to poke holes in anything with the Brewers right now, it's, you know, and like you just said, it's hard not to cheer for them, really. It really is. If you want to poke holes in anything, it's, you know, getting that first round playoff win and giving themselves a chance to really go into the playoffs. But a small market team, you have to be in the playoffs 7 years in a row before that becomes an issue. And you know, there's teams out there that are figuring this out. It's the Brewers, it's the, you know, the Guardians to an extent, the Twins, the Rays, the you know, it's not every year like the Brewers are doing it, but they're figuring out a way to do it with less money, getting rid of contracts when they need to, signing the right guys, developing the right guys, and you know, it's a fun part of baseball to watch, and again, really hard not to root for them.
Matt, you've been on teams in your career where they were really good, teams that went deep into the playoffs, obviously some teams that maybe weren't as good. And so I would imagine some of those teams maybe had different, better cultures organizationally. Clearly the Brewers have a good culture. How much does having that sort of, you know, it's a healthy level of expectation. If you're a player, you expect to do well if you join a team like that because they always seem to do well. How much does that kind of culture, in your opinion, shape and affect the way a team performs? Like, hey, I'm going to Milwaukee. Everyone seems to play well there. I expect to play well there. I'm an executive. I'm going to Milwaukee. Everyone seems to do well there as an executive. So will I. Like, is that a thing that's real, in your opinion, that matters, that can actually impact these teams positively?
Well, let's start with this, really. Is there any, if you polled all major leaguers like they do for all these sports and said, hey, what's the most desirable place to play? Like, Milwaukee's coming in the bottom third, I'll be nice, the bottom third or bottom quarter of those cities that they want to go play in, regardless of the results.
Yeah.
So to do it in a city like that is even more impressive. And, you know, it starts with, like, you know, it's Pat Murphy now, but Craig Counsell, like, he just took the torch from him and ran with it. And I think that, like, probably I read something that Pat Murphy was saying about Christian Yelich the other night, and how Christian Yelich wears that contract that he has to, like, he's taking pride in that team winning, but he's also, like, putting all the pressure on himself and on his back if this doesn't work, because he got the big contract in the small market. And, you know, his MVP season, which was a ridiculous season, he got 29 out of 30 first-place votes.
Yep.
With 2018, he won the batting title. It's not like Christian Yelich has been, like, on fire and an all-star every year since and had that. He's not replicated that season, but he's been that person that they can count on that's going to be there. And I think that they, you know, results aren't as important as his leadership has to be in that clubhouse, honestly. And, you know, and it's a thing where something's going on in that developmental system where the dudes are ready when they come up to play. You have the Terangs and you have the Frelick and you know, Ortiz wasn't hitting as well, but playing very well for them. And then you bring in, I guess your example goes to Andrew Vaughn right now, a dude. Yep. That was kind of meddling with the
or
White Sox.
Quinn Priester.
Right. Yeah, or Quinn Priester, even worse, right? Like the people that were kind of like on the verge of maybe being out of baseball and coming in. And I mean, Hoskins can't even get in the lineup since Vaughn showed up with the Brewers right now. And yeah, there's a culture, but I think the culture starts with your star, and it starts with an organizational kind of philosophy, which everybody can say they have. And it's easy to say that they have a great philosophy and a great culture when they win. Right. But this is over time. And this is, you know, kind of true to form over a long period of time. And you signed some good contracts, like Freddie Peralta's contract. And he went through an injury in the middle of that. I mean, what a great contract that they signed there. And you hit on some of those at the same time. You get rid of Corbin Burns right at the right time. And things are like magic.
Matt Clement with us. Matt, your guess is as good as anybody's on this, because you obviously played the position at the highest level, pitcher. This is now, it's still early in the second half to some degree, but this is looking like another one of these situations where Mitch Keller pitches pretty well for the first half of the season and then falls off a cliff in the second half. So he's done it the last 2 years. He gave up 6 runs again today. His ERA since the All-Star break a month ago is 7.54. If you had to give a hypothesis on why he struggles in the second halves of seasons, what would it be?
Well, let's first also, you know, he had some good regression in there too. He said, I think this is going to be his second loss since like June sometime. So yes. At the same time, he's kept the team in games and probably deserved more than the 3 or 4 wins he's gotten along the way too. And you know, I think that, you know, am I saying this is the reason why Mitch Keller struggles in the second half? No, I'm not. I'm just going from my experience in this position, playing on teams that are 20 games under 500 in the middle of August. I think maybe the first or second time I was on the air with you guys, I talked about it, how it wears on you, right? And this is just this is a hypothetical. Like that 1-10 record, where you're having like some wear and tear of the mind the whole way back into April and May when you just keep, you know, holy, you know, there's. I know it went through my mind, and maybe I'm not as mentally stable as probably some of you guys are today, but like, holy, I'm on pace to, you know, lose 20 games here. So you go out there, and then also when you don't get any, you don't get the run scored, that's why I give Paul Skeen so much credit. Like when you don't get the run scored for you, you know, that you give up that first run in the first inning, you're down 1-0 in the fourth. And all of a sudden the first two guys get on in the fifth inning, and you're like, oh no, if these guys score, I'm in trouble. I magically gave up a 19 pitch home run to Alex Cora, being in that situation at one point, starting the inning with 76 pitches, and just didn't want to walk him to let a bunt situation happen to beat me. So yeah, I think when you get to August, you can be mentally worn. I give him a lot of credit, man. Like for this to be the second loss since June, when he had, I believe, like 9 losses in June at some point, is 9 or 10. It is amazing, but it wears on you. And you know, now you know. Lose some pieces at the trade deadline. Offense isn't quite as good. Maybe defense isn't quite as good. Tries guys that maybe shouldn't be there are there. Like you just mentioned, the outfield day feature today. Like Mitch Keller's going up against a team that won 11 in a row, featuring dudes that night. That's what the Pirates have to do. Nothing wrong with what they're doing, but it's the situation you're in as Mitch Keller. So I think all in all, it can just wear you down a little bit.
Matt, O'Neill Cruz, the reason they had that goofy outfield configuration with Ronnie... I'm already forgetting.
Simon.
Ronnie Simon, thank you. I don't know why I blanked on his last name. He's a very memorable player, of course, in Pirates history. O'Neill Cruz, 7-day concussion list, and he has struggled mightily since the home run derby and the All-Star game. What is your hypothesis there on why it hasn't been the season we all wanted it to be, but it's gotten even worse since the derby and since the All-Star break?
Well, as I was getting on, shout out to Randall Simon, former Quick teammate of mine, that made me laugh when I was getting on. So, the O'Neill Cruz, like, it's a situation where there's going to be a lot of people that have a lot of, you know, a lot of reasons behind it or what it may be. And you know, I think it comes down to, is this something you're married to and you want to build the team around? And it's easy, again, to poke holes in it, but it's also like, guy stole 34 bags and, you know, less than 40 attempts and has the raw power and has everything else going for him. Like if you're going to, you know, if I'm going to make an excuse on his side, you kind of take him out of a position he's played his whole life, put him in center field. You know, you're a big leaguer. You should be able to do that, but it's sometimes not as easy as, you know, maybe you spend a little bit more time thinking about center field than you do hitting. Mm-hmm. And you know, there can be some easy, you know, I think all these things when you're a team that's 20 games below 500. All these things like erode at you a little bit, like erode, like with Keller, the same question with Keller, like it kind of erodes here at there. And let's think of it from this standpoint. If I'm coming in to face the Pirates right now and I'm a pitcher right now, O'Neill Cruz is not beating me. So he's getting my best. He's getting my best stuff. And if I walk him, I walk him. If he steals a bag, they aren't scoring a ton of runs. The Pirates bullpen's a lot weaker than it was before. I'm probably going to score some runs. He doesn't get pitched to the same way that, you know, Jackson Churio is getting pitched to as the young superstar in Milwaukee, or De La Cruz is getting pitched to in Cincinnati because there's just more bats around him and they're scoring more runs as a group. So, like, I think that's a part that nobody really talks about with him. Like, you're making sure you're pitching, you know, you're not going to let this dude beat you in this lineup right now. And I think that's probably some of Reynolds. You know, Reynolds is kind of in a similar position right now. He hasn't had as good a year as he had 2 home runs today, but he hasn't had as good a year as he's had in the past. He's in a spot where, like, I'm not letting these dudes beat me. Somebody else is going to have to beat me.
Matt Clement, our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst. We'll talk again next week. Matt, thank you.
Hey, thanks.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Guys.
Taking a liner into right, base hit. Dumps in front of Simon, a run is in, and the throw is overthrown into third. Breaking ball hit past third and into left, base hit. Here comes Perkins around to score, 3-0 Milwaukee. Swing, fly ball, deep right field, Simon back, and it hits the foot of the wall. He tried to play it off the wall, and here's another run home for the Brewers. Oh, it happens fast here. The floodgates have opened in Milwaukee, 4-0. Carreras, he swings and hits one hard. Left side through, base hit. Jason Lane waving home Isaac Collins, and he's safe. Beat the throw in from Pham. Wow, it is 6-0 Milwaukee. Four straight, two out RBI hits.
Joe Block knee deep in the hoopla there. in Milwaukee. You could hear the fans, the crowd. It's an afternoon game, 1 o'clock local time.
What they put won in 11 30, in a row,
and it was packed today for a little Brewers and Pirates baseball, and the fans there went home happy because the Brew Crew devoured the Pirates again, 12-5 after beating Paul Skenes and company. Two touchdowns in a shutout last night, 14-0. And just, these are not two teams that should be on opposite sides of the track. They should be in the same community. They should be next door neighbors. Brewers fans should bitch and complain about the same things that Pirates fans do. We don't have enough money. We lose all our good players. We're not able to keep enough of our good players. Our manager left. He was so good, but he got offered more money by an in-division rival and took that job. We can't compete. We got to trade Corbin Burns. We got to trade our closer, Devin Williams.
Free agents don't necessarily want to come and play
left in
here.
Free agency for a big contract. And they've got the best record in baseball by far.
Because they're now 26 games ahead of the Pirates. Pony.
They are smarter than the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
That's honestly what it comes down to. This is not an incident.
They're a lot smarter.
This is not an insignificant amount of money. It's still, they're spending $30 million more on players. That's still a decent chunk more. But they're both in the lower third of spending in baseball. And the Brewers are right now the gold standard in the sport. And the Pirates are back to being a laughingstock. We're in year six of a rebuild. Your starting outfield was Ronnie Simon, Jack Sawinski, and Tommy Pham, who should have been traded at the deadline, man. It's
really annoying. And then the Brewers' best player by war, Bryce Terang, guy who was a first-round pick, has blossomed into a rock-solid major leaguer. Contreras, Collins, other than
Collins was a Rule 5 pickup.
I'm just listing position players here who are already two-win players this year. Jackson Chirio, Sal Frelick, Yelich, Caleb Durbin. Everybody but Yelich is in their 20s. Every single one of them. A lot of them in their mid-20s. Chirio is in his is 21. He's barely old enough to drink. They've got two first basemen. As Clement said, you know, Rhys Hoskins can't get on the field because Andrew Vaughn has resuscitated his career. They're two first basemen, Pony, by the way.
Yeah.
Combined for 20 home runs. They've knocked in 74. Vaughn's been insane. But it wasn't like Hoskins was bad. He wasn't.
They dumpster dive and take shots on guys for next to nothing, and they work. At least more of them work there. You know, that would be like if Ronnie Simon turned into a really good player, or if Canario had stepped up this year and hit like 25 jacks. They do it. The Pirates generally don't.
Contreras was part of like a random three-team trade a couple of years ago with the Braves and the A's.
Yep.
He's just a...
He's an all-star catcher is what
he
is.
No, but I mean, like, he was a guy
who drafted a catcher in the first round with the number one overall pick, and he can't hit 175.
I'm acutely aware of that. Like, was Contreras considered a big-time player in that process?
No,
that
I think
trading?
He was considered a good player and a nice player, but not what he is.
Yeah, Collins, like you said, Rule 5, Vaughn is this priester. I mean, we've got numerous examples of what you're saying, Pony. They're smarter. They're smarter and they're just better. I think the smarter part is 85% of it, but like once you have had enough success, I think guys do come there and start to expect
success
to succeed.
Success begets success, and when you come to the Pirates, you think you're going to lose.
Yes!
That's generally speaking they've done for a very long time.
It's the old bit. The seven letters on the front of the jersey are the Pirates' biggest enemy and the Brewers' biggest friend.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.